This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Look at 100 deals a day. I choose one.
Nobody knows if a stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles.
Most valuable commodity I know of is information.
Who is that girl?
I'm Taylor Riggs.
Well, there she is, Taylor Riggs, almost the end of the year. How are you? You know, we've talked before. I'm Heidi Harris, of course, in for Mark Cox, and Kim and Ethan here with me. How are you, madam?
Happy New Year. What a great way to end the year, spending it with you guys today.
Thank you. You know, I was just laughing, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on this, but I found a funny column in The Hill today written by a Democratic strategist. I'm just going to read you the headline because this is so different than the way we were just talking about our country and how great our country is. Trump presides over America's coming apart. I mean, the left is, they don't know what to do with themselves, Taylor. They're so miserable. And Kim and I were just speaking with a former Navy SEAL about the amazing thing Trump's doing with the Washington Monument tonight, all happy, all Americans. Wow, we should be getting together. And then the left is just still, they're just gnashing their teeth. They don't know what to do.
They hate success. They hate capitalism. They hate to see people climb the socioeconomic ladder, which capitalism is the best way to do that. The best way to also do that is to boost GDP growth, which supply side economics is doing with the big, beautiful bill. That is the best way to get the working class into the middle class. And they just don't like that. They want people dependent on government money. They want people dependent on welfare and Medicaid and SNAP benefits. They don't want you to be independent and to succeed and start your own business. Because when you are dependent on the government, then they get to stay in power. So they don't want you to be independently successful.
Well, you know, a lot of people might be thinking it'd be a good idea to go start one of those daycare centers in Minnesota.
All joking aside, are you not livid? I am outraged. Yeah. I texted my dad last night, and I'm not advocating this because this is illegal, but I texted my dad jokingly, and I said, I'm going to not pay taxes next year.
Yeah.
Until these people get it together. This is theft. I am working my butt off to pay taxes. Half my paycheck goes to the government, and they are spending it, giving it out to fraud in Minnesota. What if all 200, 300 million of us just decided we're not going to pay taxes until you get your act together? Now, right. I can't do that. It is illegal. I'm going to pay my taxes. This is a joke. But people are outraged. This is totally unacceptable.
Yeah. And how deep does this go?
That's a rant for the day.
Well, no, I don't blame you because we've been talking about it throughout the morning, and it's a big deal. I love the fact that Trump is going to cut the funding for Minnesota upwards of $185 million a year until this gets straightened out. And we know it doesn't end at Minnesota. I love that he's doing this.
It's like Elon Musk tweeted. He's like, I've been warning about this since last February when I started Doge. Mm-hmm. They have the receipts. This is why the American people voted for Doge. I voted for a lot of things, and primarily last election, as we've talked about, was a pocketbook issue. But I voted to cut the crap, cut the spending, cut the fraud, waste, and abuse. And this is exactly why people are so furious. And I think there's so many people out there, I'd be willing to pay, you know, the taxes that I paid if I knew that it were going to a really good cause. But it's not. The majority of what we pay in taxes is going to fraud and waste and abuse. And I think people are really, really sick of it. I want to give the local newspapers on the ground in Minnesota huge credit for doing local reporting on this. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I know here at Fox Business, we've been looking at, oh gosh, California. I mean, don't even get me. I'm born and raised in California, and my train to nowhere is finally getting federal funding cut as well. But again, that's just sort of the tip of iceberg where people are thinking, why am I working so hard to send my money to Somali immigrants who are...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stealing.
Yeah, you know what's fast? I was just thinking while you were talking, I was thinking about what the effect would be on the midterm elections, because the Democrats are not going to have an answer for this, and Trump's going in there and trying to weed this stuff out. Wouldn't have happened under Biden. There would be no weeding out under Biden. And how could this affect the midterms? I think it'll affect them in a good way.
Yeah, I think so. So I think number one in midterms is going to be still the economy, still inflation. If real wages can continue to outpace inflation, then that's a good thing and in turn positive. But I think number two with that is we have learned in this country, we do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. We are pulling in record amounts of revenue and we're still $37 trillion in debt and spending $2 trillion in deficit spending every year. It is not a revenue problem. All of these conversations of tax, do a billionaire's tax in California. You cannot keep taxing people into oblivion when you can't cut spending. So I agree with you that I think highlighting all of this fraud angers people like me who are thinking, can I afford to have more children? No, I can't because the cost of having children is so high. Except if you're in Minnesota, then you can have as many children as you want because we're on welfare. Stealing from hardworking American citizens who are paying into all of this fraud. And so I agree with you that, I mean, the pressure's on Tim Walz, the pressure's on people in Minnesota, but really I think broader Democrats at large to really answer for how you are spending the money of American taxpayers who are killing themselves going to work every day just trying to bring home food on the table, and then they see stories like this.
Yep, I felt the same thing watching that YouTube video. I was so angry. That was the emotion that I felt. We were earlier this morning, Taylor, talking about the biggest stories of 2025, and one of them that I had in the top 10 was Liberation Day, right? I think it was initially scheduled for April 2nd. They moved it to April 5th, where he implemented that the tariff. I mean, that has to be one of the biggest things because so many people probably continue to be skeptical about it. But to me, it's been a win.
Yes, I think a win in hindsight, considering how far we've come. You've had a little bit of some weakness in the dollar, which generally stable weakness in the dollar is good. Stocks are near within a point or two from record highs. Tariffs have brought a lot of people to the negotiating table in terms of trying to get deals done with America, because I think Americans also felt very ripped off that the trade situation isn't a fair playing field. Probably the rollout and the way they did that wasn't great. I think April was tough for all of us, especially if you were looking at the economy and the stock market. But absolutely in hindsight, given how far we've come, a win in terms of it didn't tank the economy. It brought in a couple hundred billion dollars in revenue. People might be getting dividend checks next year. We'll see how all of that pans out. But this is an economy that, thanks to the big, beautiful bill and those supply side tax cuts, are helping. And also, I think, highlighting again how unfair I think people felt when it comes to our trade policy. Now, maybe Liberation Day wasn't the best way to go about it, but it certainly highlighted, I think, bringing trade to the forefront of the conversation. And if we're not going to start with what Liberation Day proposed, how was that a starting off point in the negotiation to finally get to fair trade policy? And I think we're on track to get there.
That's what we need to focus on, is that it's fair trade policy, that Trump is not implementing tariffs that didn't exist previously. That's what people keep forgetting. We're trying to equalize, level the playing field, which the Democrats used to be in favor of. Anyway, before I let you go, I want to ask you about this. I'm just seeing this coming through my phone now from Fox News, that the House Oversight Committee is demanding answers in this Minnesota mess. They're calling on Tim Walz to testify. Oh, please pass the popcorn. I want to see Deer in the Headlights 2.0. I want to see that.
Can't wait. And you know what? Americans are demanding this. These are our taxpayer monies, federal and state taxpayer money. This is our money. Stop the grift. Stop the fraud. You have to answer to us. Every private company has to be audited. Every time, you know, it, like a non-government funded company, Fox is one of those. Every time we issue quarterly earnings, we have to have an audit. Why are these companies and these, I don't even know what we call them, charities, fraud companies, they should be having audits and DOGE programs of their own, just like every other public company has to in the private sector. So
absolutely.
I think, you know, it's just, it has to be done.
Well, I think that Republicans have to keep this on as many news sites as they possibly can. They've got to keep this in the news. This will help in the, obviously, in the I believe in the midterms, it'll help in November. But more importantly, it's going to help the country by cleaning this mess up and bringing it to the attention of everybody that Trump is trying to fix this. This would never have been fixed under Biden. A lot of it was created under Biden. So this would have been, well, it's going to be amazing to see what happens for the country. But this will start in Minnesota, and we'll just keep moving around all the different states.
And the best cure is stop big government spending.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
Absolutely.
It. There's too much big government spending out there.
That's true. Taylor Riggs, Happy New Year. Are you staying up late tonight to watch anything? Or you know,
late for me with two kids at home is 8 p.m. So we're going to do a fun little celebration from 5 to 7 p.m. And then we're all going to bed.
Love it.
Okay. Little sparklers or whatever. That's about the
exactly.
That's it. And you can watch it on TV later. Yes. And now we can. See, nowadays, you can if you missed it tonight, you can watch it tomorrow.
Exactly. We'll just replay last year's maybe for the little kids, and they won't know any difference.
There you go. All right. Well, Happy New Year, Taylor. Thanks for being here on the Mike Cox Morning Show.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. You too. Bye. All right, guys. So you're going to, how late you staying up, Kim? What'd you say, 8 o'clock yourself?
No. Seven? I'll do past 8. I'll probably maybe make 9. It to, we'll see if I can make it to like 11. That's pretty late. It depends if I get a nap, and I don't get a nap in most days anymore.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it. I really don't with the baby, and then he's 3 now, right? Easton's how old?
Easton will be 3 in February 1st.
Wow.
Yep. And little man Hudson's 4.5 months, 4 months or so. Yeah.
Wow. How does Easton like him? Is he happy he's got a little brother?
He is. He's such a sweet big brother, and you never really know if the older kid's going to be shoving him away and say, you know, I don't want to have him at our home anymore, or if he's going to embrace him. And it's been so sweet. He goes up and he kisses him and he hugs him.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
What are they playing baseball together? That's going to happen faster than you can possibly imagine.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, got an update here. I found this column. This is so funny. On the Hill, this is a Democrat absolutely losing his mind. And we'll talk about it, Kim, when we come back. The headline is Trump presides over America's coming apart. Well, he must be fun at a dinner party. What do you think? This guy. The guy to not invite to your party. That's coming up. I'm Heidi Harrison.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.